community news to the community.
How many communities was that?
A lot. Email news@cjly.net for more information. Speak up. Be heard.
Good afternoon and welcome to Variations on a Theme on Kootenai Co-op Radio, CJLY 93.5 FM in Nelson, 96.5 FM in Crawford Bay, and 107.5 FM in New Denver. And happy International Women's Day, everyone. It is the 100th anniversary of International Women's Day, today, March 8th, and we're going to mark it here today on Variations on a Theme. I had originally planned to do a show about plans today, but once I learned that it was actually International Women's Day today, there was no way I could let it go by without recognizing it. And frankly, I'm a little bit embarrassed that I didn't know it was International Women's Day before I made that plan for the planned show. That said, my embarrassment is past because I'm really excited about the show I have for you today. We're going to touch on, hopefully, a number of aspects of the experience of being a woman with songs by women about women. We'll have a few different artists contributing today. We'll hear from Mary J. Blige, Joni Mitchell, Ani DeFranco, among others. But we'll start with what is the defining song of the International Women's Day and how it started. So, as I mentioned, it is the 100th anniversary of International Women's Day, and where it was born out of women's fight for their rights in the workplace, the right to vote, and just general equality in society in North America and Europe and around the world. And out of that movement in the early 1910s and late 1900s came a poem by James Oppenheim called Bread and Roses, chronicling the movement. Eventually, that poem was set to music, and today we'll hear it performed by Judy Collins. Here is Bread and Roses.
Crying through our singing, there and give it to a woman. I dream like a mad one. Brutal fantasies, a catch as catch can. I'm a psychic and a lay woman. I see love and I like to make it happen. What we get from your war walk, the ticker of the nation breaking down like a bad clock. I want the pendulum to swing again, so that all your mighty men ain't worse to spitting in the wind. It doesn't come by the bullwhip. It's not persuaded with your hands on your hips. It's not the company. Just enough science to keep from saying f*** it. Until the last drop of sun burns a sweet light. Plenty revolutions left until we get this thing right. Doesn't come by the bullets. It's not persuaded with your hands on your hips. And it's not the company of gunslingers. The epicenter of love is a pendulum and swinger.
Right, I love that. That was Metric with Glass Ceiling from their 2005 album Live It Out. And before that was the Indigo Girls, a classic group with Pendulum Swinger. That's from a newer album of theirs, 2006, is the Despite Our Differences. And before that, starting it off, was Judy Collins with Bread and Roses from her 1976 album of the same name. And as you can tell from those songs, they are all sort of directly or indirectly addressing the challenges in working for women, the glass ceiling, just the challenges that women face, not being able to advance in the same way that men can, often in the working world. And another way that women face challenges in the world is with pressure around appearance, around unrealistic standards of beauty, and around how you are supposed to look, to some people at least, if you are a woman. And so let's hear what Annie DeFranco has to say about that. This is Not a Pretty Girl.
That is not what I do. I ain't no damsel in distress, and I don't need to be rescued. So put me down, punk. Wouldn't you prefer a maiden fair? Isn't there a kitten stuck up a tree somewhere? But it seems like I've got everyone fooled. Every time I say something they find hard to hear, they chalk it up to my anger and never to their own fear. Imagine you're a girl just trying to finally complain, knowing full well they prefer you dirty and smile. Stuck up a tree somewhere. And generally my generation wouldn't be caught dead working for the man. Generally, I agree with them. Trouble is, you gotta have yourself an alternate plan. And I have earned my disillusionment. I have been working all of my life, and I am a patriot. I have been fighting the good fight. And what if there are no damsels in distress? What if I knew that? And I called your bluff. Don't you think every kitten figures out how to get down? Whether or not you ever show up. Pretty girl.
Thank you.
And that was PJ Harvey from her 1993 album, Rid of Me. That was 50 Foot Queenie, another just flat out awesome song. And before that was another 1993 performance. That was Bikini Kill with Rebel Girl. Bikini Kill, one of the, probably the pioneer, apparently, of the Riot Girl movement in Olympia, Washington, which is a great town. I went to school there. I didn't know them or anything, but it's still a great town. And starting that set off was 1995, Annie DeFranco, Not a Pretty Girl, from her album of the same name. As those three songs might have implied or given the impression, there are many different experiences of being a woman, and not always the one that you see on TV or that is pushed on you to fulfill. The next two songs I'll play for you are going to present two quite contrasting experiences of quite a few different women described in the songs. They are different, but I'm not saying that one is more valuable than the other or that one is more valid than the other, just that they're different, and that differences, I think, are to be acknowledged, and oftentimes they are to be celebrated. So with that, let's hear from Nina Simone first with Four Women.
Black. My arms are long. My hair is woolly. My back is strong. Strong enough to take the pain. Again and again, what do they call me? My name is Aunt Sarah. My name is Aunt Sarah. Aunt Sarah. My skin is yellow. Long. Between two worlds, I do belong. My father was rich and white. He forced my mother late one night. What do they call me? Thank you.
Was Joni Mitchell with Ladies of the Canyon, a beautiful song from her 1970 album of the same name. I was thinking you could potentially call that song Ladies of the Valley, as in Slocan Valley, and I could see that working just fine with the how she talks about the women there. It's very beautiful. And before that, we heard from Nina Simone with Four Women, which is about four different stereotypes about African-American women. And even though they are stereotypes, I think it does offer a little bit of insight into the experiences of African-American women, what they may go through or have gone through. We just got a couple of announcements here from the community. First, Top of the Morning Coffee Party is being held on Friday, March 18th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Nelson United Church, 602 Silica Street, Nelson. Cinnamon buns, baked table, and novelties will be available. Admission is $3 per person. As well, the Nelson Community Labyrinth Group is sponsoring a Spring Equinox Labyrinth Walk on Sunday, March 20th at 1 p.m. at Nelson's Lakeside Rotary Park. This free event celebrates the change of the season with a welcome walk into spring. Bring your garden seeds and bless them into spiral for an abundant and healthy harvest this year. All welcome, wheelchair accessible. For more information, contact Christina Defoe at 250-359-8112 or visit www.labyrinth.kics.org. www.bc.ca/labyrinth/home.html. Well, let's continue with our International Women's Day celebration here on Variations on a Theme on Kootenai Co-op Radio, CJLY 93.5 FM in Nelson. Let's touch on one of the major aspects of being a woman that many women experience, and that's motherhood. For myself, as a man and as a father, I'm completely devoted to my son, and I would do anything for him. I'm completely in love with him. And saying that, I can only imagine how much more so I might feel that way if I'd created him in my body for 9 months, if I'd birthed him, and if I was his sole source of sustenance for months or even years after that. I can only imagine it would be that much stronger. More and more these days, as I see my son grow up and as I see women with their children, I understand more and more why mothers are so passionate and so determined and at times just a little bit crazy when it comes to their children. I say crazy because it seems to me when it comes to motherhood, there is no logic. It's just pure love. That said, it's definitely not always easy. It's a very challenging aspect of being a woman. Let's hear what Frazee Ford has to say about that in her song, Hey Little Mama.
Hey little mama, don't you take it so hard. They never had the time for you. You wandered in the yard where the magic all around you and the golden dust are gone. You're all grown up. You got a baby in your arms. You're all grown up. You got a baby in your arms. World of the humans and your expanding heart. You've been holding your own hand the earth since the start. Now you're trying to be for somebody. Why nobody was for you? Did you think that this would be the hardest thing you do? Did you think that this would be the hardest thing you ever do? But oh, you love her like you never thought you could.
Day. chef, mon
Mona Louise by the Wailin' Jennies from their just-released album Bright Morning Stars. Apparently, member Heather Massey wrote that song about her niece, Mona Louise. It's really quite beautiful. Before that, we heard from Julie Doran with Mother from her 1997 album Loneliest in the Morning. And starting that set off was the lovely Frazee Ford with Hey Little Mama from her 2010 album Obadiah. Well, we've heard about motherhood. We've heard about a number of different aspects of the women's experience. And as I mentioned, motherhood isn't always easy, and neither can be relationships that women are in. Sometimes they might even find themselves in a bad place with someone. Maybe it's an abusive relationship emotionally or physically. But as Mary J. Blige says here, you just can't keep a good woman down.
In my life, seen it all, and now it's time for me to pass on this knowledge to you, all my sisters, my troubled sisters. This is my gift to you.
Been many days, couldn't take the pain that I should take my life away. See it every day in every other young sister's face. Down, running in the streets, so self-esteem, thinking that used to be me. What a shame.
Damn, life as a mother, it's hard to sit back and see the same thing that happened to me happen to you.
This ain't love, but here's the love, I wanna get it done.
Hold your
battle with you, my sisters. My trouble sisters. I still have troubles too. You're not alone. I'll always be there for you. Rock on.
Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings with She Ain't a Child No More. That's from their 2010 album, I Learned the Hard Way. And before that, we heard from Mary J. Blige with Good Woman Down from her 2005 album, The Breakthrough. I want to thank you again for tuning in today for this episode of Variations on a Theme, a special episode for International Women's Day. Next week, we'll be doing the theme of plans. So if you have any ideas for that, or if you have any feedback on today's show or on anything, you can email me, voatradio@gmail.com. You can also find me at voatradio.blogspot.com. We're going to end with Australian band Blue King Brown today. This is from their 2010 album, Worldwise Part 1, North and South. It's time for a women's revolution. Take care, and we'll see you next week.
Babylon, feel it, everyone, every last drop.
You can never paralyze the woman in me as much as they can make on you. To die from a behind to the sisters, give us a chance. We're gonna have to take it. Word to the wise, we sisters have the secret of how to survive in a world of inequality. They demoralize our souls. You abuse us in our own some in the workplaces, even though we're always there to tie your shoelaces. This is where we draw the line. A revolution is coming. You can stop it and the victory is mine. Yeah.
In our resistance, freedom finds a place to dream. So ride on.
The smallest bookstore still contains more ideas of worth than have ever been presented in the entire history of television. A quote by Andrew Ross. Read a book and expand your mind. Visit Otter Books, a locally owned bookstore on Baker Street in Nelson.
Don't want flyers? Do want Pennywise? Now you can have it all. All four editions are available online. www.pennywiseads.com. A little paper that could sure sell stuff.
Hi, I'm Pat Henman, donor coordinator at Selkirk College. I'd like to tell you about our Count Me In revitalization campaign. Selkirk College is raising $150,000 in support of upgrades to studio